3 Bravo requesting a radio check, QAP station.
Delta 3 Bravo, Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville.
Appreciate the comeback. I've got a new telescoping antenna for my FT-818 and just making sure I can get into the repeater on low power.
You're doing a good job. I don't even hear any noise. I wonder if they... I'm trying to figure out here. Even last night on the net, I didn't hear any noise. So I'm hoping that they got the repeater somewhat fixed there. But you're sounding great this morning.
But, enjoy this beautiful day after the two wonderful days of rain we got. But like I said, I appreciate it. And 73, Whiskey Delta 3 Bravo.
3KA, 3JCA. DJC. Morning, Mr. Jerry. And for DJC, KA3JCA.
Hope you're doing well today.
Doing pretty good. I think I got another good night's sleep last night. I wasn't up and down like I normally am.
Up about 2. I went back to sleep. I woke up kind of early this morning. You just don't get up before the time change. I get up. I have slept at 9 o'clock, Richard, before. But I haven't been doing that lately. I've been getting up around 7 or something like that.
Yeah, I can go to bed as early as 8. Then I end up waking up around midnight. And then I end up staying up because I can't go back to sleep until about 2. I'll lay my head down and I'll get up about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And then, of course, we used to feed the dogs at 5 o'clock, and they are still used to the daylight saving time. So at 4 o'clock, they think it's time to eat, and we're trying to get them back on the 5 o'clock schedule, 5:30. And then, I was up again this morning, had to get my wife up. She was going to go see her mom today, and then I laid back down and didn't wake up until about 9 o'clock, quarter to 9, somewhere around there today.
You guess you 8 hours in, it just wasn't all at one time.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. But I find myself doing that a lot. Excuse me for the yawn. The medications that I'm on and stuff like that just make me so, like, feel tired and lethargic and so forth like that. I could sit here and just kind of be watching the computer monitor working on something and fall asleep sitting at the monitor.
The way my blood pressure medicine does, it just makes you feel weak. You feel good when the blood pressure's up too high, but it ain't too good for you. But they basically took the one I was taking off the market because it had some of that, the way they manufactured it had some supposedly carcinogenic issues with it, but they don't know whether it was, you know, that serious or not. They took it off the market, and that was a combination drug that I took for years. Didn't have a bit of trouble out of it, and then they changed me over to another blood pressure medicine I'm having, and it just doesn't work as good. I have to take a diuretic along with it too, a mild one. But it works okay, but I felt better using the other one. And this one gives me, you know, a little bit of a cough too, which is, you know, I have a chronic cough anyway because of how I've got silent reflux or what it is. It may just be post nasal drip. But that's the reason I sound hoarse all the time. It's just irritating my larynx.
JCK3JCA. Yeah, I don't know if you have to sleep with the CPAP, Jerry, but mine's got the humidifier on it. And during the wintertime when the air gets drier, I have to crank the humidifier up, and then sometimes and the moisture just kind of feels like it's raining on your face there. But yeah, they did that with my medicine for a while. I got it switched around, and they got me on I'm on lisinopril, statin, and then because of my AFib, they gave me something called Sotalol. And before they put me on that, they actually put me in the hospital for 4 days because they have to closely monitor you when they put that medicine or give you that medication. And it caused my blood pressure to, during all the change, go up and down. And it finally went down. And then, of course, I'm actually on 3 diuretics.
Lisinopril is what my wife takes. She only takes 10 milligrams, I think. She didn't have to take a diuretic, but I'm taking Losartan now, which is like Hazar or whatever. Well, I can't remember what the brand name is, but Losartan is a generic term for it. Taking 50 of that, and then, of course, 12 and a half of a thiazide diuretic. But I was taking Diovan, and it had thiazide already, you know, just one pill, and this other 12 and a half milligram pill is so tiny, you have to be careful. If you drop it on the floor, it takes a while to find it. But I'm trying to get them to stock the combination drug again, but they hadn't had it in stock in a year, I guess. Just makes, I have to add another prescription when I get the product for the same price with two altogether. But I'm also taking a mild beta blocker for prostate issues. And of course, I take Crestor, the generic Crestor. It just doesn't work together well sometimes, Richard. I know the diuretics, they just dry you up. And I run a warm mist humidifier and a air purifier during the warm mist during the wintertime. And it does a pretty good job of keeping the humidity level up, because we don't have we just have it in the bedroom. But when I can start seeing it, get on a glass or something like that, I know it's set too high and have to turn it down for a while.
There was another one I would have to take. I don't know if you've had to take it for my heart. That's Carvedilol. And I started off on 6.25, then they went to 12.5, then they went to 25. Now it's up to, it's either 25 or 50 twice a day in addition to the Lisinopril and the Sotalol. And then, of course, the blood thinner is the Xarelto. But I can't get over how expensive these are. When I had commercial insurance, when Sally worked for the school district, Jerry, I paid less for my prescriptions. Now that I don't have that and I'm back on the Medicare, it's almost, the medication just tripled. I went from 147 to, actually the blood thinner went from 147 to $173.
Be the case too, Richard. And one of the things that we did, the indication is if you have to take a tier one or not, but we get a Sam's Plus membership, and sometimes it's cheaper for that Plus membership than it is, than it costs for my Medicare Part D. And this, what's happened, of course, is they don't negotiate drug prices for Medicare, so they just charge whatever they want to, and the companies still make their money off of all the Medicare people, and they can sell it to people with private insurance a lot cheaper. I mean, when I had standard insurance, it was just, it'd be like $5 or $6, and they had the same things like $30 or $40 for the same amount of same dosage and same quantity. It's just crazy. But one other thing you might ought to look at, which is kind of, I don't know where they have stuff in stock or not, but let me let the machine drop. Cuban started that drug deal, which just cuts out the middleman. Sometimes their prices are cheaper than Medicare and the commercial insurers, because they just make like 10% or 15% profit, and something would cost me $30. If they have it in stock, I can get it through there for like $9 or $10. But it's a delivery. You can't go pick it up, so it's a delivery-only thing, which would be a problem if they delay it or something like that. KA3JCA and 4DJC.
I'm going to have to look into that. I appreciate that information there, because I've been using Publix Pharmacy, and a lot of my prescriptions were free. and so forth like that. And of course, with when Sally had the state plan and my Medicare, I practically for the last 2.5-3 years have paid very, very, very little for my prescriptions and so forth like that. And then, lo and behold, prime example, this one insulin that I take, I think I paid it was $25 or $50 for a 3-month supply, and now just to get a 1-month supply because I fell in that, it's called the donut hole. They want $695 for one insulin prescription.
Changes. Did they change after the first of the year to 35 max?
But then there's still some guidelines because the insulin that I'm taking is it's a specialty concentrate. It's 5 times what I was taking before, but I'm just basically taking the same amount that I was taking with the regular insulin, but this is 5 times the concentrate.
Yeah, I understand now. Yeah, I can see where that might be an issue. But definitely check into the Sam's Plus membership thing, and it's like $90 a year, $100 a year, something like that. And you get points and stuff with it, too. But it's one of those things we use it. We still do it because we can get a discount on some of the drugs. Our pharmacist there, we know her real well, and she'll check to see which one is cheaper, give us a cheaper one. A lot of times, especially if you use Tier 1 generics, a lot of times the Sam's Plus drug list is cheaper than the Medicare list is, which is, like I said, just crazy. But, commercial insurers, they get a big kickback from the drug companies anywhere, and so they can afford to do it, and they can afford to do it because they make so much money off Medicare drugs. There's no negotiation with those. They just, this is what it is, and, you know, like you say, if you go, I can probably get my stuff delivered, Richard, and get it a lot cheaper, but I really don't like to depend on that because that is a, if they deliver it late or something like that, you could be in a mess, and I'm not a big fan of that. My mother and father both had used that delivery services thing where we don't go through the pharmacy itself, and a lot of times they'd be 4 or 5 days late, or, they ship it, postal service, or sometimes it gets stuck somewhere, then you'll be without your medication, and it's just it can be a real pain.
Make sure nobody wanted to use the repeater. N4DJC, KH3JCA. Yeah, I did run into that 1 year. I was using a mail order Express Scripts, and it's been a couple of years, but there was that slowdown with the mail or whatever where it was taking so long, and then, of course, when you have national disasters and inclement weather that causes the effect on, the mail service and so forth. It's not like the old Pony Express days, huh?
It is like the Pony Express days, but it takes longer. Express Scripts thing is, it's owned by CVS. They're all in collusion together. And CVS, I've used them for a long time, but they were hard to deal with. And I get a preferred price, but only if you get certain quantities. And a lot of times they were out of the medication. And I've had better luck with Sam's Club. Plus, just then get it without having it. It's not a big deal to drive down and pick it up. But I've been real happy with them. Like I said, they're not as cheap as. Yeah, and of course, the drug manufacturers, they more shift you to CVS or Walgreens, or especially CVS because they probably dispense more than anybody else does. But look at that Mark Cuban thing and see what, check your prescriptions out and see how expensive it may be cheaper that way. You don't have to have, it doesn't use insurance. It's just a straight retail type deal. But it's, I think I can pay less for that than I do using my Medicare for a couple of drugs I use.
I'm going to look into that and so forth like that. So Well, I heard you check in on the net last night. What did you think of that? That was a great service, a great net that Chad put on last night, honoring the vets.
I'm glad he did that. I'm not a veteran. My son is, but I'm not. That was neat. I enjoyed listening to it. Because we got so many here, you know, especially, I know you are, and so many other people are. Sometimes you just don't know who is and who isn't. And, you know, years ago after Vietnam, so many people didn't want anybody to know they actually served, which was a travesty. But, it's just something that people don't realize. And you get to Arlington or, you know, go to the wall and you can see, you know, it just, you see people, I see people I know and, you know, see their names up there. It makes you realize that 1% takes care of the 99% that don't.
I saw that wall was when I was in Delaware that they had over in D.C. That was the last time I've been up there to go see it. And so that's been since 2000. So, gosh, it's been 22 years.
I was in school with, in high school with, in Harlow. He was drafted, and he was a couple years older than I was, I guess. He was drafted, you know, before they started the lottery system. And I remember I talked to him before he left. He said, "I'll be okay." I said, "I hope not. Keep your head down." And, you know, he was killed. He hadn't been in country 3 weeks before he was killed. And that was just real. He was a good guy. So he wasn't he wasn't a real popular guy, but he's just one of those good guys, you know, that minded his own business and did his work. And it was real sad. We've got one over there that we helped donate some money to years ago to, you know, rent one for the, you know, all the veterans, you know, memorial type thing by the veterans who were killed in action. And it's real, you know, heart-tugging when you see that sort of thing. And people just, they don't realize, a lot of people now just don't realize what the sacrifice is for the families, for the members and the families. And my grandmother, you know, when she was, my dad was a World War II vet, and she had five sons in at one time. My dad, I think, was the only member, the only Army guy, and the rest of them were all Marines stationed throughout the Pacific. Dad was in Indian Burma, so they were all in the Pacific. There might have been one other one that was in, he might have been in Europe. I don't remember now. I never talked to him much about it. But it's a real sacrifice when you think about that. These days, you don't see that kind of, you don't see that kind of support like you did then. I mean, it was a different era, I guess.
I mean, I was a young boy when my dad came home from the Vietnam era. I mean, he was still going deployments and stuff, but it was enough for me to remember, and remembering people coming back from serving and so forth like that. And, you know, there was times where some communities would just shun the servicemen and stuff like that. And it was kind of saddening to see that happen. And then, of course, my mom, she was probably the strongest because she held the family together every time my dad went on an deployment. And it was amazing to see all the spouses or partners, you know, hold families together. And they'd get together and have weekly meetings at, you know, in base housing and, you know, meet with the other parents where their husbands were gone and stuff like that. And just everybody leaned on everybody for support. So, yeah, I got to reminisce on that last night.
My first cousin, he was in Afghanistan. He was a battalion commander, Special Forces Operation. I think it's Special Forces Task Force East in Afghanistan. And he was deployed multiple times over the years. He worked for NASA. And he lived in Florida. He was a member of a guard, you know, I guess it's Army Reserve Unit, but it's the 20th Special Forces Group, I think. Somewhere in Jupiter, someplace in the northern part of Florida. But he was deployed multiple times over the years, and he was a real good, he was a colonel. He was a real good guy, and he his wife divorced him a number of years ago, and he remarried, and he's married to Army captain. But she's a real nice lady. And but he's a great guy. But I remember him being deployed and worried about it. Even when all these, he went to King, went to a lot of places where people didn't know that, you know, special operations guys were there, and they just never said anything about it. Who knows how much action he saw, but he was. I remember he told me about him flying around with General Petraeus, looking at their base of operations, and General Jack King. He flew with him, and he said King was a real deal. He said he was a soldier, he wasn't a politician. He said King was real hot on them, you know, getting out and spreading out, and, you know, going, if you're not going forward, you're going backwards.
Poor DJCK to JC. Yeah, I know what you mean, Jerry. Hey, while I'm thinking of it, too, it just actually came to me. The horses that you have from that post-nasal drip and so forth, I was going to tell you that my allergist back several years ago suggested I switch over to Singular, and I take Singular at night, and I actually wake up and I don't have that post-nasal drip or that raspy throat. I used to have that a lot, and it just came to me when you said that earlier. Just my mind two blocks behind me this morning. So, but she said if I take the medication at night, it helps with that, helps dry it up so that in the morning it's not so bad.
Taking that is just like a generic version of taking whatever it is, the nasal spray, steroid nasal spray. I'm also taking an antihistamine, acetylene or something like that. They use the brand name is Astapro, and that's helped as much as anything has. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting on my delivery of that today because it ran out yesterday. But that really helped me a lot. And I take it, I can take it twice a day since it's not a steroid, and it seems to do a better job. But I've got to go to to ear, nose, and throat guy sometime and see if they can help me with it. I've had so many other things going on that just hadn't taken the time to do. But I've never had asthma that I know of and never been diagnosed with it. But, you know, that post-nasal drip, that stuff is just, it'll drive you nuts and dry you up and you can't breathe. It causes you to not breathe through your nose the whole 9 yards.
About that. I swear when you can't breathe through your nose, it makes you feel like you're suffocating. So, all right. Well, I'm going to go see what my daughter's doing. We overslept this morning for a little bit because I was up and down, and she had to take her puppy, Brench, it's the Goldador. She had to take him to the vet this morning. And she should have been back by now, and she's not. And I'm trying to find her on the map here on the phone. So I just needed to check in with her and make sure she's okay. It was good talking to you this morning, Jerry. I don't hear many people on first thing Saturday and so forth like that. Monday through Friday, I got the guys that check in around 5:30, Andrew, Patrick, Shane, when he's coming home. So, but it was good talking to you this morning. KA3JCA, be clear on your final.
And thanks for that suggestion about singular, I guess is the right name. I'll have to look into that and see if that may have been a benefit to me. But anyway, you have a good day, and maybe catch you a little bit later on this afternoon. Take care. 73KA3JCA N4DJC clear.
We'll take the generic of the singular. It's called Montelukast. It's a lot cheaper than singular is. But I take the generic, and it does the same stuff. So, all right, KA3JCA.